News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Niamh Davis is with us. She is a humanist celebrant, and her daughter, along with a number of other kids, is having a milestone ceremony. Niamh, is this essentially communion light?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think we originally came to the decision to have one because, yes, my daughter, before we moved, was in the only school in the area, which was a Catholic school. And yes, her classmates were making their communion. She was definitely getting jealous, especially with all the talk of the dresses. So we developed a ceremony for her. As it happens now, we're in an Educate Together school and we're going ahead with the ceremony this year. And it's really, it's a celebration of her transition into this kind of new stage of awareness and understanding. Between the ages of 7 and 9, it's a stage that's called an age of reason. And that's when children start to better understand right and wrong and consequences and how their choices affect others. So this is a celebration of that development.
And what's like the ceremony like? Independence. What happens at it?
Well, they're totally, you know, every ceremony I've conducted, I've done ones for groups of children and then I've done ones for individual families. And each of them are very different from the other. I really work very closely with the families developing them. But essentially, we are celebrating the child. We do lovely, we can do little rituals like tree plantings. I know I've created time capsules for the children to open when they're 18 or 16. And they
and is it
things,
little three-piece suits, white dresses, that kind of stuff?
It is and it isn't. Sometimes, you know, if a family member gives a dress that they've worn, sometimes the kids will wear a white dress, but a lot of the time it's just a nice dress, you know, and a nice outfit. And it's a gathering of all the family, friends, community together, you know. And the kids often do a little performance or they write something for it. And then the parents take vows, or the guide parents or godparents take vows, and the community take vows to support the child in this transition that they're making.
Now, the equivalent in Catholicism or in Christianity is that you are moving from effectively being a spectator on the religion to an active participant in the religion and communing and taking communion and all of the rest of it. Do birthdays not suffice in a secular setting to note that somebody has turned 9?
I don't think so. I think this is more a celebration of the development that they're making to this kind of an independent life. And I think for birthdays, we're celebrating the child. It's a brilliant opportunity. But I think this is the focus is much more on the child's child's qualities, and like we also allow ourselves a time of reflection, you know, for not just the child but for everyone that goes there, and we're acknowledging how far the child has come and the person that they're becoming. I don't think we do that necessarily on birthdays as much, you know. Well, this is
I was just going to say it's interesting to look at the numbers because there was 40 such ceremonies in 2024, 45 in 2025, and obviously all of those can having multiple children attending. So it is evident that there are many who share your view. Niamh, thanks very much for coming on this morning. That is Niamh Davis, who is humanist celebrant herself, who's both her own daughter going through it, but also, as you heard, she has organised those ceremonies for a number of people. If you have a view, 53106 or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.